it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. I'm not going to do the Eagles question anymore because it's like 92%. I feel crazy. What do you have with your wings? Blue cheese or ranch? Blue cheese still hanging on at 63.7%. Oh, can I ask you something, Mike?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried blue cheese, or are you just not interested in
it? No, I've tried it.
Okay.
Yeah, years ago.
Okay.
Too thick.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Because I'm actually surprised you like ranch, because generally, you're not like a creamy white sauce kind of guy.
Don't like sour cream.
Yep.
Yeah.
Even if even if American cheese looks too melty, sometimes you'll point at it and go, is that mayonnaise? It's true. It's true. It happens. So
it's true.
Okay.
I think I chose ranch because it's not as thick as blue cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So yeah, yeah. That's
all right.
I think that's why I kind of sort of went with the ranch.
All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to know. If you missed it, Elliott Shore Parks reported earlier that Dallas Goedert is dealing with a knee sprain that could keep him out of the game on Sunday. Happened in the Dallas game. I would love to know when it happened in the Dallas game, because it is my recollection that he finished the game. Certainly wouldn't be the first player ever to finish the game and then be hurt afterwards. Mm-hmm. But must have been significant enough to where they were basically off the entire weekend and it's still bothering him. Joining us now, Brian. My screen is locked. There we go. Joining us now, Odyssey NFL Insider, Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, what up?
I don't know. It's hump day here, I guess, you know, in the football world. We're on the schedule now. We're all in a routine, man. Feels good to talk about real football versus all that stuff we did for 6 months. So we're in a good place right now.
Yeah. I think we start feeling it it's funny, at WIP, every year when training camp comes, we're always looking forward to it. Like, oh, we get to talk about football again. And then 3 days into it, we're like, well, there's nothing really to talk about during training camp, you know?
You're right. And preseason games are dreadful. And so, yeah, you got 6 weeks of like, okay, well, let's get to some games. So here we are.
Here we are. So we will get to the Chiefs game second. This is our first opportunity to talk to you about the Cowboys game. Let's start on offense. Eagles looked real good for the first three drives, then kind of stalled out the rest of the game. What did you see good and bad from the Eagles offensively on Thursday night?
Well, I mean, they didn't run the ball well, you know, and so that was an issue. And Saquon really couldn't get going. He had a couple early. But I didn't think they did a great job. You know, against the Cowboys front, give them credit. They played much better than I think anybody thought, especially without Michael Parsons in there. So that was part of it. And then, you know, Dallas played a very soft umbrella zone behind it. And Jalen was a little unwilling to basically take any shots at all, you know, into it. And played a very conservative brand of football, didn't score for the last 20 minutes. And so, you know, they came out of there, you know, with a 24-20 win, and, you know, if CD catches the ball, I don't know if they win that game or not, you know? So unusual, you know, the amount of drops he had and when he dropped them and all that kind of stuff. You don't normally see that from 88 there in Dallas. So I feel like a win is a win, but, you know, they weren't good against the blitz when Dallas did blitz in the second half. And that's got to change, because that's what Spags is going to do on Sunday.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, no, they came free on a couple of those blitzes. They just didn't get Jalen to the ground a couple of those times. Baldy, when you're watching the all-22 of the offense, a question for me is A.J. Brown and whether or not was it schemes from the defense that didn't allow him to be effective last week? Did it look like it was something physical, meaning is he getting separation? Is there explosiveness there when he's in his routes and coming out of his routes? Like, what did you see from AJ and why he wasn't as – he wasn't really targeted until the fourth quarter?
Well, he wasn't even in the offense. I didn't look at him. They played zone, and so there's holes in the zone. Mm-hmm. You got to throw with some anticipation. I mean, you know AJ is going to come back to the ball. He's going to do everything fundamentally correct to win the route and catch the ball.
Yeah.
But you got to throw it to him, and they didn't. And, he could be at the X receiver there against, a cover two zone. He's going to curl between that corner and safety. If you want to whip it to him, it's there.
Let it go. Yeah.
And you got to let it fly, though, and he didn't do it. I don't know if that's on Jalen. And then the other thing is, if Jalen first read isn't there, he's moving. And so when he's moving, all of a sudden, whatever route you're trying to develop or to win, now his eyes are someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to. That's why, that's why Dallas caught seven balls and a lot of stuff was just underneath. They just kind of took what the Dallas defense gave, which is exactly what they wanted Philadelphia to do.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have explosive plays in the game outside of the one shot down the field to Jahan Dotson. So anybody, and you know this, Ike, like everybody charts certain things defensively in a game. And one of the things that you always chart is how many explosive plays you give up.
Mm-hmm.
And, Dallas feels like if you give up one explosive play to Jahan Dotson, that, for the most part, you did pretty good. And so, one of the things that I'm sure Dallas is checking is, they didn't get beat down the field by anybody.
Yeah.
So then defensively, there were two things we were worried about, I think, going into the game from an Eagles defensive perspective. It was, can we get pressure from the edge? Now, not playing with Jalen Carter is a big part of that. Didn't get pressure from the edge. And then also we were worried about the cornerback two situation. And both those things seemed like issues there. When you're looking at the Eagles defense, what did you see there?
No, they went after Adoree. They went after Adoree Jackson, and he didn't really have an answer. They ran crossers and shallow crosses, and he wasn't close. The one big catch that CD had there on that touchdown drive. I mean, he just got beat across the field. He couldn't really stay with them. But I thought they went after him pretty good. That showed up. Now he did make a couple plays, so I'm not going to just kill him here. But for the most part, they went after him pretty good. And then the pass rush was non-existent, and so Dak played very well, and he had plenty of time to make his reads and see the field. But I didn't see much from Jalix or Nolan Smith or, anybody, Aziz or, Josh Uche probably had the best rush of the night. They didn't do much from that department.
So on to Sunday, Eagles Chiefs lose the first game. I think we all thought, it'd be nice if they won that first game, and they didn't come into this game needing it. The Chiefs defense got skewered by the Chargers, specifically by Herbert. Was that just a bad game, or were there signs that the Chiefs defense is going to be pretty vulnerable this year from a passing standpoint?
Well, I mean, I thought Greg Roman called a great game for the Chargers. I mean, they have not been an explosive passing team at all, at any point last year. But, now that they've got Keenan and they got Ladd McConkey and they've got, Johnston and then a couple of rookies that are really talented, like they took their shots and they did not get much pressure. Joe Alt pitched a no-hitter at left tackle for him. Kansas City brought nothing off the edge, even when Chris Jones was out there. And he goes where he thinks he can win. He didn't get near Justin Herbert. Now, they blitzed him a couple of times and they did get home and affected him a little bit, but they never affected Justin Herbert with the four-man rush. Mm-hmm. And so that's a concern because not many people can hold up, like that in this league right now, defensively in the secondary. They've got some good players back there. Jalen Watson's a good player. McDuffie's a good player. But I thought Justin Herbert saw the field great, and he took his shots, and they made the Kansas City Chiefs really pay for it.
Barty, listen, you and I both know you can't go burying Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, right? So I'm trying to resist this sort of temptation that a lot of people are starting to fall victim to, the Super Bowl game and then now this opening game. people starting to think the dynasty, the Patriot. I mean, the Chiefs thing. It could be the end of it. You still seen enough in that film and watching him against the Chargers that there's enough to be worried about there with Patrick Mahomes over there, right?
Well, I mean, Mahomes put the whole team on his back, Ike, in the second half. I mean, he made every big play there was. He was, he's diving and the ball's just barely coming out of his hands. I don't know how he got it over Drew Tranquil's head, but he did, into winging arms. I mean, he took three deep shots to Tyquan Thornton, who can fly.
Mm-hmm.
The guy ran a 4.28 at the combine. They connected on one of them. If they connect on two out of the three, they don't lose the game.
Right.
He got behind the defense. He can run. Now, look, they lost Xavier Worthy on the crosser on the third play of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big part of it. But you still got Hollywood. You still have you just have Mahomes. And Andy's going to draw up, as you know, Ike, he's going to draw up 10 new plays this week. He's got three extra days. He's going to look at the Eagles' defense. He's going to look at a safety issue. He's going to look at a pass rush issue. He's going to look at a corner issue. And he's going to exploit it.
Yeah.
There's going to be new plays that nobody has seen before in Philadelphia. It's going to be there. Now, whether they execute it or not, I don't know. But he's going to have 10 new plays up there that we haven't seen yet. And it's just a question of when he pulls them out and if they execute them right. I mean, there's Travis Kelce running down the sideline for a touchdown free. Nobody near him. Now, some of that was Mahomes. Some of that was by design. But, they shook him loose and they got right back in the game on that touchdown.
Yep.
So what do you think happens on Sunday, Baldy? I know, at least we've seen, one game from each.
Yeah.
It is the opening game at Arrowhead where the Chiefs don't usually lose, but it does feel like the Eagles are the more talented team. If you had to make a pick there, what do you think happens on Sunday?
Well, I would pay StubHub, price tickets to go watch Trey Smith and Jalen Carter go at it. Like, they're going to see each other a bunch.
Yep.
It's just a heavyweight fight inside there. Trey Smith's their best lineman. Jalen's their best player. Like, that's good. But, I was really encouraged by Jihad and how he played, Zach Bond. Like, I think they're going to create a lot of problems. I mean, I don't know if Kansas City is going to have success running the football. I mean, I really don't. Like, the rookie left tackle, somebody's got to go test him. Whether it's Jihad coming off the edge or, one of these guys, has got to go test that rookie left tackle. I like the Eagles in this game. Jalen looks like it's conservative. But if he doesn't turn the ball over, they always have a chance to win. And I'm sure, look, Landon Dickerson, I don't think he's going to be out there. That's a big loss. But still, Saquon, you got to keep giving him the opportunities to go break one. And I think he's ready to do that.
Yeah. Real quick, you brought up some of the other young players over there on defense. A guy who stood out to me, I'm interested in what you saw from him. Jordan Davis, Baldy. I thought Jordan Davis had his best game as an Eagle in his time of being here. He played more snaps. I think he played like 56 snaps. He was still effective in that second half. What'd you think of Jordan Davis's play in that game last week?
Well, you're right. I mean, it was the best game he played. And he played, maybe because Jalen, wasn't available.
Yep.
He had to play a lot more snaps. But that's what I told everybody in the Jordan Davis camp, like, until he stays on the field, he's never going to be a great player, ever.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to be out there enough to make plays. But he was very, very effective. And he was a problem. He was a problem for Dallas. And so he kudos to Jordan. He lost a lot of weight. His conditioning is much better. I know he's a good kid. I know he wants to be great and have a chance to, really make a name for himself here. I know it's important to him.
Yeah.
And he played like the game is important to him on Thursday night.
Yeah.
All right, Baldy. We appreciate it as always. We will talk to you next Wednesday.
Let's do it.
Same time, same place. All right. Thanks,
Baldy. All right,
brother. There he is, Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, he said two things, Baldy, when we're talking about quarterback, that seemed little bit at odds with each other. The first thing being, he was noting that Jalen was sort of unwilling to take shots, you know, lead guys, so on and so forth. And at the end,
throwing with the anticipation.
Yeah. At the end, he was like, but you should just play safe and not turn it over. There's got to be, and they've been searching for this, and the games where they find that middle, where, because you're going to turn the ball over sometimes.
Yep.
Great quarterbacks who have it's great years turn the ball over.
Yeah.
You're not
going to
have every year where you turn the ball over five or fewer times.
Yep.
I know Lamar did it last year, and Josh Allen did it last year too, but it's probably not going to happen every year. That when they find that middle to where they feel like there's the it's worth the risk, that's when their offense is the best. Not just when they are absolutely committing to not turning the ball over. And them finding that balance, that's like the magic potion, I think, for the Eagles.
Well, when you
offense.
Say them, it's Jalen.
It's just, well,
I mean, that's who it is.
Yeah.
Hey, let's be honest about that. That's who it is. And at some point, I understand him wanting to protect the ball. I'll never say be reckless. But I've often said, those quarterbacks that's in that tier that I view him to be in, there has to be a fearlessness of throwing the football to your guy.
Because the minute you think about it, it's over.
It's over.
That's
how quick the windows close on you. It closes that quick, and that's usually what happens is he sees it, he's like, and then he pulls it down, and it's like, now you're trying to let somebody sort of work their way open. And I think that's where the receivers at times will get frustrated, is they're expecting the ball to come out at a certain time in these timing routes. So, yeah, it's Jalen has to get to that point where, again, you don't want him reckless with the football, but you want him to have that confidence that in himself first and foremost, and then secondly, that your guy is going to make the play for you.
Sure, yeah.
He's not going to leave you out to dry like Nelson Aguilar would. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he's going to go and make a – I think it was a couple times last year A.J. fought for the ball and broke up an interception or something like that. So, like, the receivers come back to the ball. They don't just sit there and let the ball get picked off. And I think that – when he gets to that comfort level, I think that's when the offense will start to click. Yeah, you want everything to be designed perfectly, and you want your guy to be wide open when you throw it to him. It just doesn't work that way.
No, not usually.
It just does not work that way.
Well,
all the
it
time.
Wasn't for. By the way, Dak played a good game. Dak threw into some tight windows.
Yep.
Dak, like even the catches that we thought CeeDee Lamb should have. It's not like he had 5 yards on the guy. He had a step
right.
on him.
Yep.
You know, the I was looking at and the other two things. If he is just going to be read one. And then scramble, teams are going to eat that up. I'm sorry.
Yes.
They will. Because
the defense, we love that.
Yeah.
That's how we play Mike.
Because they'll wait for you.
Yeah.
Instead of that first game, they didn't expect him to run as much as he did. He got away with it. But I think partially that's why the offense slowed down is all of a sudden those lanes for him to run.
They weren't there.
They weren't there anymore.
Yeah.
So, and if you expect Spags to not expect that you're going to do that. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is I was looking, there was a chart that had the amount of time to throw and how the depth of target, so how far
the
you were
distance,
throwing the football.
Okay.
Yeah. So he had both the most time to throw, over 3.5 seconds, and the shortest depth of target. So it was like 4.5 yards,
wow.
And he had over 3.5 seconds to throw it. So it was a good game, but those two things can't coexist, because I'll tell you what will start happening. You'll start getting sacked, and then those turnovers will happen the wrong way. All turnovers are bad. But if he's throwing an anticipation throw that he misses, that's one thing. It's another thing where he's running around back there trying to make something happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then he throws the ball away or takes a sack. That's when it gets bad, is when the decision. So at least he was making the quick decisions, a decision to run. But I don't think that decision to run is going to. He's a good athlete. He is not a Lamar Jackson level athlete.
Well, and here's the thing. To that, you don't want him running around like that.
No.
Every week.
No.
Like it's great when he does it out of necessity, but going into a game thinking I'm just going to run around and make plays with my legs, that's the defenders are too fast, too quick, and too vicious when they deliver hits to you, and eventually you wind up getting nicked up somewhere. So, yeah, and we brought up the running game. The running game wasn't effective last week, and they stuck with it.
Yep.
And it still didn't crack. And you throw for 150 yards. It's hard to win football games that way.
Yes, you've got to be perfect.
Yes, it is hard to win football games that way every week.
There's one thing, Jack and I were talking the other day. I won't fill you in on the rest of the football conversation because it makes Jack look bad. But
well, it was high-level football talk.
Yeah, high-level football conversation. But we say sometimes with the offense, we say they did enough to win because they won the game. Mm-hmm. We never say, and that is when the defense plays well. We say the offense did well enough to win. We never say when the team wins 37-34 that the defense did enough to win.
Right, we roast them,
We never say, you know, we said, well, all they needed to give up was 34 points.
One time in our life.
What, the Super Bowl?
Yes, yes, that's
Super
the only time we ever did it.
They made a play. Right. It wouldn't matter if they stepped up.
Yeah, yes. That's the only time we
But usually we don't say that. Yeah. And it just shows, like, you want the defense to play well all the time, just like you want the offense to play well all the time. It has nothing to do with just scoring three more points than the opposition.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we get locked into that and we say, well, they only scored 21, we scored 24, so we must have played well enough. We don't flip that around. We don't flip it around when it's nobody said that the Bills defense played well enough to win on Sunday night. Nobody. You know, they won.
They made the one play late in the game. Yes. But no one said they played well enough to win.
No. The defense is good because they won, you know. All right. 205-592-9494. Introspective from Baldy there. So Baldy said he didn't think Landon Dickerson was going to play. He was on the field today, but he was just doing individual drills. So, dude, they... Just give Landon Dickerson a couple of weeks, man.
Baldy with these linemen.
He has a window into the linemen.
Yes, he does.
100% he does. So coming up next, we may have to get an emergency meeting of the Eagles Insider of the Year committee together based on Elliott's report.
Timely reporting.
Timely reporting. Look,
it was timely.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Well, this is how he won Eagles Insider of the Year. He got one scoop and the right under the wire.
Yeah, what was the scoop?
Aziz Ojulari.
Oh, right.
And it wasn't even a scoop. He just thinks they're going to sign him.
Well, he said
he was on it early.
He was on it early.
I understand. I get it. I didn't see any per sources.
Well, the thing to remember is he didn't get the most first place votes in Eagles Insider.
Right. Yes, y'all point that out a lot.
He did win the voting. He didn't get the most first place votes. Yeah. So Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings are next. 205-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings coming up in about 5 minutes at 4:30. They are back. 215-592-9494. Dustin in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Spike, hi, Spritzy. How are you, fellas?
How are we doing, Dustin?
What up, Dustin?
Ah, man, sorry, Spike. You're going to be this week. Ike, sorry about last week, brother. I hate to do it, but I had to take you down.
Dustin is in the afternoon show fantasy league and beat Ike, who had a disappointing first week.
Get all your hits in right now. I will be fighting back here coming shortly.
I got a little nervous at the end, dude. I thought that you were going to come back and beat
me. I did, too. Yeah, I thought I would steal that. Yeah.
I really thought you were going to come back and sneak one, babe. Yeah, thank God Spritzy is better at sports talk radio than drafting a fantasy football.
You told me you liked my draft.
70-some points. 70 points.
Dude, you guys are
sick. I'm watching it. Yo, Spike. You know what Spritz's team is for our league, dude? It's Joe DeCamera trying to run, dude. Oh, my God.
And, dude, he walks around the draft like he's Mr. Know-It-All. Yeah. Like, just...
Yeah,
he's
classic pick. Yeah, let me go ahead and grab him.
Yeah, just waltzes to the, you know, barely has any preparation. Well, look at the 70 points, Spritz.
You guys stink, fans.
He was more worried about eating that salad than drafting a team. You know?
My second salad of the day, too.
Here in the corner. Oh, my God.
We had Phil's Nats on, too. Everyone take it down.
Dude, he brings his own dressing.
That's just being smart.
And then he's yelling at the employees to change the station.
It was Eagles Jets.
No, that was a bad
game
moment.
Three.
That was a bad.
It was a bit.
Do you know what I had to do, Dustin? I had to go downstairs and talk to the servers who wanted to murder you.
There's no proof of any of this. I wasn't the first.
Ask Jocelyn. I went down there and talked to him. Yes, you were. And then you did it. And then everybody else did it. And I go down there. I go, hey, I'm sorry for them. They're just kidding. And they go, we don't know that they're kidding. And I'm like, I know. This is on them. It's not on you. This is what we send out to events. Jack Fritz. It's unbelievable.
dude. Well, we learned something that Papa and Mama Fritz learned years ago. We can't take the kid anywhere, man.
Nowhere, Dustin.
Ah, oh, man. But I got you this week, Spike, so it'll be a good one. Honestly, I'm not just saying it because we're talking. I think you have the best team because of Josh Allen. The dude is just unbelievable.
Well, I can agree with that.
But,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
But I also got the best wide receiving core in the league. Like,
let me take a look at
I'm
your
gonna
team.
Crush
I
your
don't
team.
Know if you got the best. You got a bunch of New Yorkers. Dude.
No, I don't.
That's
I,
the only reason why.
You did draft a lot of New York guys.
I drafted two New York wide receivers.
Too many.
Dude, if I didn't know that, if I wasn't in the WIP and I was just there, I would have thought that you were a radio show host from New York still.
No.
Dude,
thank you, Dustin.
You know what I'm trying to do, Dustin? I'm trying to bust everybody's ass for two straight years. I did it last year. I scored 151 points in the first week.
Good squad. Yeah. I'm looking at it. It's a good squad.
I got a lot of good receivers. I don't know what to tell you.
You put together a nice little squad.
All right.
But we'll see you this week. I'm coming for you, Big Fall.
All right. What do you got?
Listen.
Yeah.
For the Eagles, and nobody is really like you're hearing like brushed over because I feel like everybody's worried about other fish to fry. But, dude, the thing that really scares the hell out of me, what in the world is Vic Fangio coming out and saying that he's still a starting cornerback? What did he do last week that in his eyes makes him think that Dory Jackson is a starting cornerback, dude? You got to play the kid Bennett. Every time Jackson was out there, it was like he was getting beat every single time he was out. It was unbelievable.
Well, Vic sees the same thing we see, and if he still is not playing Bennett, I got to trust Coach Fangio.
Well, he also said, in defense of Vic, he said right now he's the starter. Right. He said it on Tuesday.
I would imagine Bennett. Is it Bennett? It's Bennett, right?
Ja'Cory Bennett.
Yep. Yeah, Ja'Cory Bennett.
He's going to get some snaps out there Sunday.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's just a matter of time.
Now, the good thing is this receiving core isn't that great.
No, yeah, especially with Worthy out,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm just... You know, watching it on Thursday last week, every time I saw Bennett, he was around the ball. Every time I saw Jackson, he's getting beat. He's trying to catch up. It was really, like, not settling in well. And then to hear Vic say that he's still our starting cornerback, I'm like, what is going on down there? Because there's a couple free agents that are still out there that you know, I'm wondering why we're not taking shots at them.
Well,
the
thing that might make, if there's anything about Bennett in the little we've seen him that might give me pause from a Fangio standpoint, is it seems like he is a bit of a gambler. He plays really tight on guys, and I wonder if like Vic just wants guys to play stable within the defense, and I wonder if Bennett isn't one of those guys, at least not yet, till he's learned, you know, what Vic wants. Dustin, next question today for tickets to the Fight on McKenna Foundation's Bite for the Fight Food Festival on Saturday. What is your go-to food to eat while you're watching TV?
Nothing better than some peanut butter stuffed pretzels, dude.
Oh, damn. That's right up my
peanut butter stuffed pretzels?
Yeah, like peanut butter in the...
Like the hard, the hard little pretzel nuggets?
Not a soft pretzel. I was just trying to clear up pretzel gate. If we want to talk about hard pretzels versus soft pretzels, I know if you thought that the...
We're talking about hard pretzels. You're talking about the little nuggets, right?
No, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just talking about a stuffed pretzel with peanut butter.
But it's the hard pretzel nugget. You've never had one of those?
No.
I got to bring them in.
No, don't.
No, dude, come on. It's a... I'm telling you.
Don't.
The salt with the peanut butter, it's a good combo. I'm telling you, it's a good combo.
Now
you got to have a drink there with you. It's a dry combo.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Not a big peanut butter guy.
Oh, really? Oh, come on, man.
I mean, growing up, sure. But now, I don't think I really eat peanut butter on anything.
I love peanut butter. Versatile food. Put it on anything.
Yeah. Well, John Johnson loves peanut butter, too.
Put it on anything. What do you mean?
Anything.
Pretty much eating it with bread. That's it, right?
On
a bagel. You put it on a bagel.
Apple slice.
Put it on there.
I forgot you, too.
You use peanut butter and Thai food or whatever. I know you're not a big Thai food guy.
Thai food?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
It's food from Thailand.
Thailand?
Yeah. I was like, how do I explain this? Must be the most direct way I can. All right. Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. Yes. Let's go.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Oh, they're back. The Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Let's go.
Now, if you weren't around last season, we do this every week. We give credit to reporters who report a correct scoop. We take away if they report a scoop that ends up being wrong. We give credit for activity in general, and we hit you if there isn't activity. And we will give this award away at the end of the year. Did we do it after the draft, I believe, last year?
Yeah.
So this goes
I think
all
right
the way.
Before.
Did we wait after the draft?
Well, we did, yeah, because free agency, obviously, the Aziz Ojulari thing got Elliott the award, basically.
So Elliott won it last year. Elliott did not get the most first-place votes, but in the scoring, he did win the award. So
you like to bring that one up a lot.
He does.
That he didn't get the most first-place votes? Well, he didn't, you know, but that's...
It's your way of saying you didn't really vote for him.
I didn't put him in first place in my vote. I put Tim McManus there. But it is what it is. So here are the first official power rankings with the season going on. Number five, Joe Santaliquita.
Oh,
come on. What has he done?
He's a goat. He had the Carson story.
8 years ago.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spike clearly holds that dearly and near to his heart.
Were you happy when that story came out?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it proved
seems
a
like
lot
you're
of
against, Seems like you're no, rooting against the
no,
Eagles.
No.
Caller from California was right earlier.
No. Number four on the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. Jimmy Kempski.
Welcome to the top five. Yeah.
So is this his first time here?
He's
has
been
to be.
There, but here he and there. But he did have the scoop this week about the trade. What's the word I'm looking for? So the Bryce Huff trade, he found out that they get a fourth round pick if he gets eight sacks or more, and they get a fifth round pick. Nobody knew the conditions of that trade. So that was a scoop from Jimmy Kempski.
Wow.
Coming in at number three, defending champion, Elliott Shore Parks. So Elliott,
he only goes up one spot for the Goddard scoop?
Well, nobody knew he was number four before the Goddard scoop.
I knew it.
Well, look, it's his first scoop of the year. He's at number three.
Okay.
Yeah, the Goddard scoop. And by the way, the Goddard scoop online is a bit of a hedge. If you want to read what he said, you know, go online, read the tweet. It's a little bit of a hedge.
Oh, definitely. Wow. Hedge.
There's a lot of he still could play.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need to know out.
Yes.
Or playing.
Yes.
Not he could still play if improves. Yeah. No bleep. If I improve this week, I could play on Sunday.
But Elliott is at number three. Number two, the former newspaper reporter, Jeff McClain.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Yes. There you go.
And at number one.
What did he do? Did he have anything?
He did. Last week.
He had something.
I forget what it was.
Yeah.
But he did have something.
Yep, he did.
Number one. Return. Now, he has been at number one before. He fell off the end of last year.
Mm.
He is one of the GOATs in terms of Eagles insiders. That is D. Gunn.
Gunner.
D. Gunn had the Will Shipley broken rib story before anybody else.
Yep.
That was big, especially when we had the trade for Tank Bigsby, when everybody was lying and saying that it was about kick returns. Everyone just saying exactly what the Eagles told them to say for no reason.
Yeah.
By the way, what a meaningless lie.
I have no idea what that
why
was
did they
about.
play it again louder. Why? Look, I don't know for a fact that the Eagles told him it was about the kick returning, but when all the beat writers say the exact same thing at the same time, we were going to know Will Shipley had a rib injury.
Exactly.
We were going to know. And by the way, Saquon only had 16 carries, so they're obviously being conscious of Saquon's touches. You know, Will Shipley probably going to be out for a little while. Why is it a problem for everybody to know that?
Yeah, I have no idea. And this seems like this is a significant upgrade.
From Shipley?
Yeah.
Oh, you think Tank
Bigsby? And I like Shipley.
Oh, really? You think so?
Tank Bigsby has started games in this league.
Well, that's a good point, yeah.
I think he's rushed for 800 yards and had eight touchdowns in a year. So that as your number two guy, that's pretty good.
Sure. And it does, you mentioned this when we talked about it prior, it does show, you know, there were more kick returns last yes. week than there had been all yes. year. The changes in rules are making kick returns.
They're getting what they wanted. They wanted yes. more kick returns.
And it seems like they're going to get yes. it. And having a guy back there. Now, Shipley was doing that, too. So, again, yeah, I guess it's about kick returning, but it's mostly about Will Shipley.
Yeah.
If Will Shipley wasn't hurt, they don't make this trade.
Right. It's really just filling the Shipley role as yes. the backup running back and the kickoff returner.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand why they did the whole it's for kickoff return. Did they not realize Shipley was the number two back?
They're sheep.
Like he's the number two back.
Yeah, come on, sheep. Get it together.
Don't By the way, sheep has been added to the drop board.
Okay,
so I'll search for it.
They didn't trade away a fifth and a sixth to get a kick returner.
Yeah, because they had a kick returner. The kick returner got hurt. And he's also a running back.
Yeah, he's also the running back.
Oh, my God. All right, 215-592-9494. Huh. What's that?
No, I'm just surprised Baldy didn't make the top five.
Well, we don't know if he did have a report.
So next week he could be if Landon doesn't play,
yep.
then he could be in the top five next
Absolutely.
Week.
Okay. So Brian Baldinger said Landon Dickerson's, he doesn't think Landon Dickerson's going to play. Dickerson was out doing individual drills. Mm-hmm. I put one of the Eagles insiders on the story to see if he could get any more information.
Again, just sit Landon Dickerson. He's dealing with like a back end. Like yeah, this could be a whole season thing.
Tough guy.
Coming up. I know he's a very tough guy. Sometimes you got to take it out of the player's hands.
Wow.
Did you see the running game last week?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You have a $51 million quarterback. Like, I'm sorry the running game wasn't perfect. Like, can we just
right.
throw the ball?
Yeah, throw the ball. Yeah.
215-592-9494.
Fair point.
You don't have to worry about injuries. I was going to try to find a way to get into Guido with the back injury, but really has nothing to do with it. I went home yesterday to my brand new insulated front entry door, custom made by Guido right there in their factory. Looks great. Has one of the things with the buttons where I can go in there with that. Thanks to Mike and Dan who very made it look beautiful. Obviously, I mentioned I have new windows in the house from Guido as well. With winter coming, you can feel the chill in the air now. Winter's going to come, and you're going to feel that cold air coming through your old drafty windows. You don't want that because your energy bills go up. Also, when you sleep at night, you got cold air coming into the room. You don't want any of that. Call Guida today. They have a huge sale going on. The buy one, get one half off sale on all qualifying windows and doors. It is very simple. You buy one, you get the second one at 50% off. So you buy a window, you get the second window at 50% off. You buy a door, you get the second door at 50% off. And it doesn't have to be window, window, door, door. You can mix and match. So the more you get, the more you're going to save. If you replaced everything in your home, half of it would be 50% off. And start your project. Some of these projects are big. Imagine starting with no money down. You can do that with Guida and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Call Guida today to schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Oh, was going to go to Herb, and he just dropped off.
Oh, come on.
Ed in Phoenixville, you're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Ed?
What up, Ed?
Hey, so I don't know what I'm more concerned about going into Sunday, to be honest. If it's Landon Dickerson being out, or if it's the Calcaterra Kylan Granson experience at tight end, it feels like just given what they try to do with Goddard in the run game, that could be more. I mean, Fred Johnson, I think, he'll probably plug and play in the left guard spot, but
no,
really not ideal.
It's not going to be Fred Johnson. It'll be Brett Toth.
Ah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's who was in there last time. Fred Johnson, I think, is their tackle. I think would be the backup tackle, but I think it's Toth at guard. Look, Calcaterra is a definitely a, you know, from a pass game perspective, Calcaterra is not Dallas Goedert, but he's pretty good. You know, when we had the opportunity to see Calcaterra last year as a pass catcher, I think he's a fine pass catcher.
Yep.
I think you lose it in the run game for sure. There were a lot of sets last year where they were using Calcaterra and Goddard. Mm-hmm. So if they're going to do that again, like you're definitely in a run game situation at a deficiency. Look, they are. We can have all the worries in the world. they are a much more talented team than the Kansas City Chiefs. And there will be a point, and I don't know if that point is now or if it's next week or if it's next year, but there will be a point at which we will look at the Chiefs and we will stop saying, well, they do have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Like, they need enough players.
Yes.
And we saw in the Super Bowl that we were a much more talented team than the Kansas City Chiefs. You saw last week that the San Diego Chargers threw the ball all over the Kansas City, or the LA Chargers. Right?
Same thing.
Yeah. They threw the ball all over the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, with Captain Hypothetical, a quarterback.
Yeah, the Eagles got to go in there on Sunday and win this game, man. They are a better football team.
Chiefs are wounded right now, man.
Yes. Yeah, their best receiver is not there. Yep. Travis Kelce, it might be cooked. And the defense couldn't stop anybody last week. So I understand the concerns, but every NFL team has injuries. The injuries that we have, I don't think preclude the Eagles from being a good football team, and they have to be able. Not every team has a $25 million offensive lineman at every position, you know, and they're still pretty good. So, you know, I understand the concerns, but I think they still got to go in there and win that game. Ed, next question today. What is your go-to food while you're watching TV?
Have Doritos been said yet?
They have not.
Nope.
Doritos are good, man. Doritos are good.
I love a good bag of Doritos.
Problem with Doritos is you get the smelly Dorito fingers.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Oh, no.
You gotta lick them.
Yeah. Yes, the cheese on the fingers. Yeah, that's the best part there, Spike. I agree with Fritz there. You gotta lick them.
A little smack after it, too.
Yeah.
Come on, man. What's your go-to Dorito flavor?
Mine?
Yeah.
Well, I can't eat them anymore.
Nacho. You can't even eat Doritos?
Nah, it's got dairy in there.
It's fake cheese.
Oh, my God.
Nah, there's whey in there. Look at the ingredients. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, God.
Scott
can't even eat chips.
I think it was the hot ones, the Salsa Rio Doritos, I think.
Okay.
Cool Ranch are good, but they were number three.
Yeah, Cool Ranch, yeah, down the line.
Yeah.
What's the difference between, like, Ranch and Cool Ranch? Why they say Cool Ranch?
They're just trying to make you think it's better.
Yeah, there's no difference.
Yeah, it's just ranch flavor.
Yeah, it's ranch, man.
Come on, dummy. Like,
come on.
Come on, dummy. Bam and Upper Darby, you're on WIP.
What's up,
Cool Ranch?
Yeah, what's up, Bam? How you doing? But, Bam, I'm so sorry I beat the hell out of you in fantasy this week.
God, can you shut up about fantasy football?
I beat you by 50 points, Bam. I'm so sorry.
I picked that.
It's only week one. It's only week one.
That's a good point. And here's the other thing, Bam. If you were matched up against Ike or Jack, you would have won.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I think all of us would have beat Jack last week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but this Tank Bigby signing. Why are we getting another receiver? I don't get it.
He's a running back. He's a running back.
Yeah, he's a running back though.
Yeah.
It's because Shipley is hurt.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shipley's hurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
that's what I wanted to know, but I do got my I got an answer to the next question.
Okay, what do you eat when you're
watching TV?
Watching TV. What is your number one snack?
All right, Ike, you probably know what this is. Spike, you may know. I don't know. Jack, I don't know. You definitely don't know.
No, it's probably not.
A chi-chi.
A what?
Cheese steak.
A chi-chi. A chi-chi.
A chi-chi.
Oh, a chi-chi.
What's a chi-chi? Yeah. I never heard of a chi-chi. What's a chi-chi, Bam?
All right, so ramen noodles crushed up, right?
Okay.
Why would Ike know what you're talking about?
Oh, is that with cheese puffs in it?
Yeah, cheese puffs.
I know what that is. How do you like that, Bam?
No, it doesn't sound like anything I would eat.
Let me tell you something. It is good.
Is that a college meal or a struggle meal?
You make
both.
It's good. You make the ramen, and you put some cheese puffs in there after you make the ramen.
Cheese puffs.
It's good.
Slim Jims, spinach.
Whoa.
Onions.
Okay, Slim Jims?
Yeah.
Spinach and onions.
Yeah, that's a joint. That's a meal from the joint.
Yeah, it sounds like prison meals.
Prison meals.
Yeah.
Well, you think I didn't know that? Yeah, I got relatives too now. That's part of the penal system. Well, yeah, that's a
you know what was the
meal.
Giveaway? The Slim Jim part
of it. Yes, that's what gave it away, the Slim Jim.
The Slim Jim part of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm like, oh yeah, that's the jail meal.
Yep. It is good with the cheese puffs in there. I've never put the spinach and the onions in there, too, though. And that you're eating that on the couch?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, hold on, Bam, before we let you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you done time?
Yes.
Okay, see, I just had to ask.
Yeah. Wow.
Nothing wrong with that. We all have.
What'd you do?
Yeah, what'd you do?
I got caught. You remember how back in the day they had the cigarette lighters in the car to push in?
Yeah.
I got caught stealing them out of the cars.
They put hold on. They put you in prison for stealing cigarette lighters out of cars?
And I no, but then I also had got GTA too.
GTA, like Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, so that is
that's a little different. Yeah. Okay, not the video game.
It wasn't that cigarette lighter.
Yeah, it wasn't the cigarette lighter. I think it was the thing that the cigarette lighter was in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love you, man.
Right. Bam's the best. All right, Bam.
Wow.
All right, thank you.
All right, there you go. One of a kind,
dude. Yeah.
He is one of a kind.
He's getting more interesting as we go,
he
man.
Yep.
And he's an open book.
Yeah. Yeah, I just said, what do you do? Now, the answer to what did you do, talk of an all-time answer, you're selling cigarette lighters out of cars. Hold up. What were you doing with them? They don't work outside of the car. You just got a big bag of cigarette lighters that aren't hot? What the hell is he doing with them?
You're not old enough to remember the cigarette lighters in the car, Jack.
Well, we still have them.
Do you? Who has them?
Well, it's a not just a 12-volt thing, but it's not like technically a cigarette.
Oh,
well,
yeah. Right, they don't have that thing in there anymore.
Jack thing. Yeah, yeah.
They still have those technically.
There. Yeah, but they don't have the lighter thing.
Don't have that lighter though, man.
Yeah, pop in there.
What a time.
Yeah.
What a time.
People loved smoking. Boy, they did. Yeah. Okay, Andrew.
My uncle. Yeah. 12-year-olds. Here, light that, boy.
Oh, really? Dude, that was scary. I was always scared of burning myself with that, even when I didn't pop it in there.
Wow.
Okay, Andrew, you're in WIP. What's up, okay?
What a do, afternoon crew.
Oh, what a do, Andrew.
What a do, Andrew.
Hey, I got two things. And also, Jack, I did not know Jalen Carter took a page out of your book for spitting on everyone.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Okay, Andrew coming in hot.
Chasty, okay?
I like it.
First thing, going Phils. I would like to see in a week to have Crawford and Miller pulled up if they're doing well in AAA to the big league club to see what they could do for a week. And I don't think that
horrible opinion.
Yeah. I don't think that Weston Wilson is that much better than Crawford. He's hit at every level.
But he's a righty. He's a righty. You need a righty bat, bench bat with power.
I understand that, but I just want to see what he does. I want to see what he can do. And I also think Miller brings a great skill set to the infield, and we can drop that 30-year-old dude that we brought up last week.
Oh, Robertson?
No, Donovan Walton.
Oh.
Starting second baseman tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
All right. I don't know that you want to bring a guy up to see what he can do for the week, like now. You know, when they bring up Aiden Miller and Justin Crawford, I want it to be for them to play baseball, you know, for a sustained period of time. We don't want the pressure on them to perform for two games or they get set right back down. What's your Eagles point? Do you have one of those?
My Eagles point is that I think that Corey Bennett's going to be the starting quarterback.
Okay.
By the end of the season, Adoree Jackson, if you look at the PFF ratings, has let up over half of Dak's yards last week. And Jacorian Bennett gets a lot of things in front of him. He's great with his hands, and he's aggressive. And he's better than Adoree Jackson right now.
I like it.
All right. For next question today, what is your go-to food when you're watching TV?
I have a backup, but one that might have been said is popcorn.
No, nope. Nobody said popcorn.
That's a classic one.
Yeah, I'm good for some popcorn.
Oh, I'm a big popcorn guy.
Love me some popcorn. Absolutely.
Now, can you still eat popcorn?
Yes, I can still eat popcorn.
Well, we don't know. It has butter.
Well, I don't put
not
butter.
Not all butter.
No butter. Yeah.
Okay, a little salt on it?
Yeah, do a little salt.
How do you get popcorn without butter?
You watch, buddy. That's what I do.
So they just give you plain?
Yeah, well, I mean, make it at home or whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Making it at home, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, just plain.
Huh.
Throw some salt on there. It's good.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Butter is a must.
All right. Well, I can't eat
I like to drench mine in the butter.
Oh, yeah?
The movies? The movie theater butter, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fill it up halfway.
That's probably not even butter, honestly.
Yeah, it's probably not, but who cares?
Yeah.
Probably not, but who cares?
Talk about greasy fingers. The movie theater butter popcorn will do that. Jack, the top 5 of 5 is coming up next. What do we have to look forward to in the top 5?
Well, listen, we're going to get a little sportsy.
Oh, a sports top 5.
Yeah, time.
I know. Top 5 at 5. individual Phillies season since 2000.
Ooh.
Since 2000?
Because my lifetime. Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
Let me see. Okay.
So we got to see where Schwarber is. That's the big question.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.